The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Hornet Goes Underground. The Green Hornet strikes again. Dark and foggy night when a gray submarine surfaced a few hundred yards off the Atlantic seaboard of the United States. The conning tower opened, and a group of sailors prepared to launch a rubber boat. Two other men, one the commander of the vessel and the other dressed in the garb of a civilian, watched the proceedings with interest.
Herr Gingham, you have your orders. From this point, you are on your own.
I know my orders by memory, Commander.
Repeat them.
Hold off production of airplanes at all costs. Keep new plans from getting into production. Destroy, bribe, kill. Don't fail.
Correct. Ready? Overboard.
You seem strange returning to this country once again.
You know the country. That's why you have been chosen by the Gestapo. Look up our man Kurtz when you get there.
Everything ready?
Ready, sir.
Overboard, Herr Gingham.
I've made it.
Cut the line. Line's cut, sir.
See you in New York someday, Commander. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Take her down.
Three weeks after the Nazi submarine landed the saboteur Ganger on American soil, Britt Reed found that an important war housing project adjacent to the new airplane factory had been held up by a sudden legal maneuver. He sought an explanation from Michael Axford, who'd covered the story.
That plane plant is scheduled to go into production just as soon as that new water main is open. And now some lawyer holds up the housing project. There's no place to house the workers. There'll be no planes built in that plant for months.
Well, boss, that's the situation. And I don't know what you can do about it.
What happened out there, Axford? Get that cigar out of your mouth and let's have the details.
It's this way. I'm sent out there to get the story. It takes me a little camera along, maybe to get some pictures of the groundbreaking ceremony.
Get to the point. What happened?
Well, I'm getting to it. Well, the mayor was just ready to give the signal.
What signal?
To the guy driving a big bulldozer engine. They're going to use the bulldozer to bust the first ground for the housing project. It seems as though the first thing the mayor wanted done was to knock down a shack that was standing in the field.
A shack? What kind of a shack?
Well, it used to be a little office for some real estate firm. That used to be a subdivision out there. Anyway, the shack had to be got out of the way, and the quickest way was to knock it down with the bulldozer.
Okay, go on.
Well, the bulldozer was just moving in on the shack when this lawyer, Din Cannon, and another guy came tearing up in a fast car.
With the injunction from the state Supreme Court.
Right, boss. There's nothing the mayor could do about it. It's legal, he said.
What about the man with Attorney Din Cannon? Who is he?
I don't know, boss.
You don't know? What kind of a reporter are you? Why, that's Din Cannon's client, undoubtedly.
Oh, you're wrong, boss. I tried to get the guy's name, but he got tough and wouldn't talk. But he isn't Din Cannon's client.
How do you know he isn't?
I looked at the writ, the injunction.
What about it?
The injunction was got out in the name of Miss Darville Hunter.
Mrs. Hunter? $1 million dowager.
And philanthropist.
Well, that gets me. Why should she hold up this war housing project and delay the war effort?
Well, if you're asking me, them rich dames are all alike. But there's money in it.
How about pictures? You didn't get any with that magic lantern of yours, I suppose.
No, boss. You just look at these. Just came out of the hypo. Be careful. They're still wet.
Axford, you're getting hot as a snapper.
Thanks. Now, how's this in for action, boss?
Close up. Merritt and Cannon and that other fellow.
Hey, look at the expression on his honor's pan.
Hey, this face is familiar.
Oh, not to me. Never saw that guy before. Maybe just a friend of Lyard in Cannon. Going along for the ride, maybe.
Get back to the city room, Axford. Give your facts to a rewrite man to do the story.
How about me write me own story? Lots of color and everything.
Hey, you tell it better than you write, Axford.
Okay. Give me picture.
Now leave this close-up with me. Tell Gunnigan to use one of the action shots. The one of the bulldozer doing a nosedive toward that shack would be a good one.
Having completed his legal chore of serving the injunction halting the housing project, Lawyer Din Cannon went to report to his agent and eccentric client, Mrs. Dorville Hunter. He was accompanied by the same man whose picture so interested Britt Reed.
Dogs. She got the door with dogs.
Mastiffs. Two of them.
Mastiffs. I don't like them, Mr. Din Cannon.
That's you, Bruce. Get back, I say. Stand back. That's you. Stand up. Listen. Oh, it's you, Din Cannon.
And Professor Ganger.
Of course.
You do, Mrs. Hunter. A very fine day.
No, it isn't. None of these days are fine. Me having to butter my own front door. The servant problem is getting terrible.
Did Bandy Legs quit?
The butler walked out yesterday. But what's been keeping you, Din Cannon?
We came as quickly as we
could. I know. Come in.
The dogs, are they...
You don't like dogs?
Big mastiffs. I don't care for them.
Must be mutual. Sit down, Din Cannon. You too, Ganger.
I have the injunction, Mrs. Hunter.
Skip the injunction. How about the money?
Yes, the money also.
Cash, Din Cannon. No checks.
Cash. $6,000.
Fine. Now, what's the duration of the injunction?
60 days. I've drawn the lease for a similar period. Here it is. Read it.
You read it, didn't you?
Certainly. I drew it up.
Well, that's what I paid you for. And, Din Cannon, don't ever let your eyesight get bad.
Now, will you sign the lease, Mrs. Hunter?
Din Cannon.
Yes, Mrs. Hunter?
In my younger days, I could have fallen for you, Din Cannon. Yes, you're not bad at all. You have a way about you. Good-looking, dignified, shrewd.
Will you sign here, Mrs. Hunter?
Oh, the papers. The lease. Must I sign on the dotted line?
You can sign under the line or across the line. Sign it anywhere.
Now, my dear Din Cannon, no tantrums. Professor, Mr. Din Cannon can be so vexing at times.
To be sure. To be sure. Mrs. Hunter, will you sign the lease?
Very well. I'll sign it, Mr. Din Cannon.
Now, two copies, please.
There you are. Both copies all signed in as beautiful a Spencerian hand as you ever saw, Din Cannon. Well, I remember back in 19...
Here's your copy, Ganger.
Yes, my copy. Now I can go on with my experiment, my invention.
Oh, by the way, Professor, how is the invention coming?
The invention? Madame, it will soon be complete.
Well, it had better be. That lease runs out in 60 days.
And then the city can tear down that shack out there and get on with the housing project.
Yes. $6,000 is not bad rent for 60 days, Din Cannon.
Not bad for you, Mrs. Hunter. But I assure you it's going to be very hard on several hundred war workers who have been expecting to live in that housing project you've halted.
Why, you, not I, halted the project, Din Cannon.
Oh, rats. Come on, Ganger.
Yeah. Good day, Mrs. Hunter.
I told you it is not a good day, Professor.
In response to a telephone call from Britt Reed, Lowry, City Hall reporter, reported to his chief.
Well, what's cooking, Chief?
Take a look at this picture.
Oh, the jolly mayor himself. Oh, and there's Lawyer Din Cannon, too. I was just reading proofs on that housing story.
Can you place this fellow? Third to the right.
Him? Ooh, offhand, no.
Never saw him, huh?
Now, wait a minute. Hey, his face is familiar.
Think hard.
Oh. I got it.
Let's have it.
I saw him less than a week ago.
Where?
Well, at the city hall.
What's his name?
Name? Chief, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, how do you know it's the same man you saw at city hall? Thousands of people go in and out of that place every day.
Oh, I couldn't miss. I'm positive. I dropped into the city engineer's office to get a plat drawing of the new airplane plant site.
For an artist drawing to go with that Sunday feature story?
Right, Chief. Well, I had to wait for a half hour for this guy to get through with the plat plan himself.
See.
I didn't pay any particular attention. He was jotting down a lot of figures or something on a piece of paper.
Did you find out his name?
I doubt it. Any citizen can examine those records over there. Just for the asking.
Well, try it. Check with the clerk on duty.
Well, don't hope for too much.
And called in Cannon. This fellow was with him. Get anything you can find out.
Okay, Chief. I'll call the minute I get any information.
Anything from Lowry yet, Mr. Reed?
Yeah, he called a moment ago. Didn't find out anything. The clerk at the city hall couldn't remember anything, and then Cannon left town earlier this afternoon.
Tough luck. It seems there's a jinx on that housing property, doesn't it?
Jinx? How come?
Well, don't you recall that big scandal several years ago when those real estate subdividers were indicted?
Oh, yes, I know. That's why I wanted Lowry to investigate it.
I'm certain it was the same property. Well, the reason I'm sure is because Axford always claimed the Green Hornet was involved.
Axford and the Green Hornet.
He's hepped on the subject.
Just for fun, drop in the morgue before you go and get me the files on the Hornet.
There's a lot on him, Mr. Reed.
I want to check up and see if Axford's missed anything lately.
He missed the boat when he was born, if you're asking me.
Don't be hard on Axford. He means well.
That evening, after Axford had gone to chat with some of his friends in police headquarters, Britt called Cato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only living person who knew him as the Green Hornet, to his bedroom.
Are you set for some action tonight, Cato?
Is Cato always ready for action when Green Hornet goes out?
Well, I have a hunch we're going to see some tonight, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt?
You remember the case of Fredericks, alias the professor?
Let's see. Professor?
We dug up the evidence against him about 7 years ago. Remember in that subdivision fraud?
Oh, sure. Yes, Cato now remember. Green Hornet catch professor for police.
And when he was convicted in court, he was deported as an undesirable alien.
Foreigner, not citizen.
That's right.
Oh, why you remember that?
I think we're going to meet Fredericks, alias the professor, again tonight.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the walls of the apartment house itself. The passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. Before we continue with our adventure, please permit us to pause for a meeting of the Law and Order Roundtable, conducted by the Green Hornet.
Friends of the Green Hornet Roundtable. Tonight I want to tell you about my friend, Mr. Smith. He isn't young. As a matter of fact, he says himself that he watched this country grow from frame buildings to a land studded with skyscrapers and telegraph poles. As we were talking this morning, I noticed he was watching two men standing beside us. And they were arguing about what's wrong with the way the war's being run. He grinned and said, "You know, that doesn't look like much, those two fellas shaking their heads and talking a mile a minute, but if you think about it, that's what makes this country tick." I guess I looked puzzled because he explained there are a lot of countries today where men can't open their mouths to say what they think. But here in America, that's the way we've always done things. Talked about them, not just the cabinet members and presidents of corporations, but people like you and me and those fellas there. We're really running the show. Well, Mr. Smith is right. And you boys and girls coming of age, you're part of the show he was talking about. And being a part of it means responsibility. Your ballot is as important as the ballot of the man whose income makes him a millionaire. Remember that. Your power to keep America as you want it lies in that ballot. Think carefully before you vote. Never underestimate the value of your vote, because unlike the dollar, it doesn't change. Use it wisely, and you'll be shaping good government. American government. And now, back to our story.
Green Hornet and Cato drove through the night till finally...
There's new plane plant. Big place.
Yes, when that plant gets into operation, they'll turn out the planes to polish off Adolf and Tojo pronto.
Many soldiers guard place.
Yes, against saboteurs and Axis rats. Over there, see?
See what, Mr. Bill?
That structural tower. That's the valve gate for the new water main that's to pump water into the big plant.
Oh. Road turns two ways up ahead, Mr. Briggs.
I'll take the left turn. Take it easy now, Cato.
Just go slow.
I'm interested in a little shack somewhere in this project.
Oh, Cato, see a shack? Over there.
Now, that's it. Pull the Black Beauty in by that clump of bushes over there.
Weeds are very high.
That'll make good cover for the car. Cut the motor. Everything ready?
Mask? Gas gun? Yes, everything ready.
All right, let's go. We better cut around behind that shack.
Yes, sir, Mr. Britt.
Isn't that a car parked in back?
Big car. Limousine type, sir.
Oh, what... Hey, what the... Oh,
Mr. Britt, where are you... Mr. Britt!
Look out!
Oh! Oh!
What a fall.
Oh. You hurt, Mr. Britt?
No. How about you, Cato?
Cato, all right. Maybe.
Well, let's have some light on this situation.
His flashlight?
This is interesting.
Tunnel?
No, an abandoned sewer. A manhole cover tipped when I stepped on it.
Can see stars in sky through hole.
I saw stars when I fell into this place.
Yeah. How we get out?
Let's look around first.
Which way?
This direction's as good as any. Let's go.
Quiet, you brute. You might frighten the professor away. You wouldn't want to do that. He'll be surprised enough when he finds us here. Interesting little place the professor has here. There's a cupboard except for this chair and the cot and that table. All those gadgets. Shut up! Quiet! Quiet! I'll snap off this light.
There's that blasted switch. Ah, here it is.
What's this?
Good evening, Professor.
You? What are you doing here?
Take your hand from your pocket, Professor. Dunder and Blitzen might think you had a gun.
Those dogs.
Surprised, Professor?
You have no right here, Mrs. Hunter. This is my property for 60 days.
Why, no, I haven't. Just happened to be driving by here on my way from a bond rally. Thought I'd drop in.
But the door, it was locked.
I have keys to all my property, Professor.
You're an intruder, a trespasser.
Now, Professor, that's no way to talk to a guest.
You must leave at once. I'm very busy working on my invention.
Just what kind of invention are you working on, Professor? You see, you neglected to tell me before.
It's a very secret invention. I cannot discuss it. You must go.
Now, Professor, don't rush me. I want to know more about your invention. I'm awfully interested in science, really.
I tell you, I'll have the law on you if you don't get out. And get those dogs out.
The law?
What do you mean?
A man doesn't pay $6,000 for a 60-day lease of a shack like this, Professor, and seek the protection of the law.
Why,
Well, you better keep your hand away from that pocket, Professor Ganger. Here, you brute! Back! Come back from that door!
Now I've got you, Mrs. Hunter.
A gun.
And it's got you covered. Call those dogs off or I'll shoot you and those beasts.
I can't understand it. Why those brutes disobeyed my command.
Mrs. Hunter, you know too much.
If knowing that you're a rascal and a crook is too much danger, then you're right.
I'm going to let you see my invention.
These fool dogs would only come back here, Danger. They tear you to pieces before you could fire a second shot.
Get going to that door in back of you.
You'll hang for this, Danger. And if those dogs come back... Oh, the dogs, look!
I can't believe it.
Oh, my beautiful beasts, they're dead. Danger! Who
killed my dog.
Dead. Dog's dead.
Drop that gun, Frederick. Drop it. I've got you covered.
What's this?
Drop that gun.
The Green Hornet.
I see you recognize me, Frederick.
Green Hornet?
Yes, you remember me. I can easily see that.
You fiend! You killed my dogs. You killed
them. Lady, your dogs are not dead.
Well, can't I see with my own eyes? There they lie on the floor by that door, dead. And you killed them.
I tell you, they're not dead. They'll come to within a half hour and be just as healthy as they were a few minutes ago.
Come to? Well, what do you mean?
I had to give them the gas treatment. This gun here, it's harmless, but effective at times like this. I followed the sewer to a stairway that led up to the door. I heard voices inside here and stopped to listen. I heard everything that went on.
You heard everything?
Until the dogs heard me and charged the door leading to the sewer. That's when I had to give them the gas.
This man you call Fredericks was going to kill me. I came here to find out what he was up to. I didn't know he was the murderer.
Fredericks, or Gangers, he's called now, was deported as an undesirable alien. I knew him then. Now he's a spy, a Nazi spy.
A spy?
But you can't prove that, Hornet. You leased this old shack because it was located directly over the abandoned sewer. It leads to within a few feet of the new water main. If you could blow up that water main, you could halt production on airplanes at the new plant for months.
You can't prove it.
You got complete plans of this old sewer at the city engineer's office. You knew the exact location of the sewer and how closely it came to the new water main.
So that's why he paid $6,000 for a 60-day lease on this shack.
A cheap price for him to pay.
I'm going to call the police.
They're on their way here now. I pushed a friend of mine back to the sewer manhole to go and call them.
Please let me go. I'll pay you well.
Ganger, I didn't trust you from the minute I laid eyes on you. You thought I was greedy for your money. Well, I pretended to be the miser, asking a big fee for the lease. But, Ganger, I only wanted to find out what your game was. Well, I found out. Incidentally,
Ganger, shut up!
That $6,000 you gave me, it is now in war bonds. War bonds, Ganger. What will Mr. Goebbels say when he hears you spent your money in good old United States war bonds?
When the police get here, have them follow those wires. You and the police will find enough dynamite to blow up this end of town. It's at the end of the old sewer, less than 20 feet from the new water main. Ganger planned to blow it up tonight.
Hornet, it has been my impression from reading the papers that you're a crook, a criminal.
Too true, lady. Too true. A crook, but not a traitor.
Why, then, are you here tonight?
Spies carry lots of money. You just heard Ganger offer to pay me well to let him go.
Yes, he did.
I knew Ganger was in town. Came here to take his money. Okay, Ganger, let's have it.
Get away from me, Hornet. I have no
money. I'll determine that. Let's see.
Hornet, I'll...
You'll hang. That's what you'll do. Yeah, here it is. Now, let's see how much there is.
Thousands. Look at those big bills.
3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, Ganger, I make quite a haul on you.
I'll kill you.
You kill nobody. Ganger, I've got you covered. If you make one move...
Hornet, you might do well to look behind you.
You don't expect me to fall for an old gag like that, do you? I'm not looking behind me.
I warned you, Hornet.
Look! Quick, look! Oh.
You came just in time, Kurt.
Who is this man? This masked fellow?
You killed him.
Perhaps you have. Where do we, Professor? Who is this lady?
Ah, an old busybody. Quick, tie off. The police will be here any minute.
The police!
Let me go!
Oh. Well, she's fainted.
We'll take care of her later. Come on.
What should we do? I got it tied.
Should have turned the sewer. Come on, pick up the Hornet.
Is this a Green Hornet?
Yes, the Green Hornet. I knew him a long time ago. Now I get my revenge.
Ready? Let's go.
Yeah. Go on to the end, Kurtz. It is there. I plan to finish him.
Why not kill him here and be done with it?
His body might be found. I'd rather there be no evidence that he's been killed.
Can you be sure there'll be no evidence?
The dynamite at the end of the sewer will attend to that. When that blast goes off, there will be no more Hornet.
That's a good idea. You see, Professor. Very smart, very smart.
Yeah. Here we are.
Hidden dynamite. Professor, easy, easy. I'm afraid of that stuff. Yeah.
It's coming too. Here, take some of this wire. It's lucky you showed up, Kurtz. You're the one thing the Hornet didn't figure on, that I had a helper.
Here, let me have it. You get his feet.
Yeah. That's going to hold him.
Oh, what?
You revive quickly, Hornet. Good. I want you to watch your own execution.
So, that's a new Ganger.
Yes, and the dynamite.
You recall having seen it before, don't you, Hornet?
I get it. You're going to blow me up with
the sewer and the water main to the plane plant.
Come, hurry. We got to take care of that woman and then set off the blast.
Well, looks like my time may be up unless I can get out of this wire. That's tough stuff to get out of. You just get a hand or a foot free.
Mr. Flint!
Cato was out of the brain.
Here, Cato!
Mr. Flint! Where are you, Mr. Flint?
This way, Cato, but make it fast.
Cato, hurry. I'm not behind you. Think maybe in sewer.
Yeah, you guessed right. I got these wires off in a hurry. We've got to get back to that shack.
Getting rid of his bonds, Britt Reed reached out and pulled the wires that connected the detonator and the dynamite. Then, with Cato close at his heels, he sped back through the old sewer to the shack.
The old busybody here, she's still out.
Tell her this blackjack and she'll be dead.
We must get rid of her. She must never live to tell what she knows.
Tend to that so neatly. By the way, please.
He's free. The horn.
Look out. Grab his gun on the table.
I'll kill you.
No, you don't. That takes care of you, Kurtz. I'll give him a taste of the gas gun. Lucky he overlooked that.
No, no.
Take it.
The gas. It's choking me.
That takes care of both of them. Now let's see how badly this woman here has fared. You'd better get out and watch for the police.
Yes, sir.
What? You're conscious. You're not out.
I'm a good actress, am I not, Mr. Green Hornet?
Wait. I'll get you out of those ropes. You mean you didn't faint? You just pretended?
Well, it's the best thing to do under the circumstances, don't you think?
Yeah, an excellent idea, it seems. There, I better be on my way. But before I go,
Mrs. Dorval Hunter's the name.
Mrs. Hunter, indeed, this is a pleasure. However, I regret, Mrs. Hunter.
You regret what?
That I must trouble you for the keys to your car.
My car?
Yes, the big limousine parked in back of the shack.
Well, you can't take my car and leave me here with these dangerous spies.
The keys, Mrs. Hunter.
Well, you crook! You thief!
Don't worry about danger. If I'm not badly mistaken, Mrs. Hunter, the police are arriving now, and I'll need your car for my getaway. It wouldn't be healthy for the police to find me here.
No doubt, you thief.
You see, they might not understand. Good night, Mrs. Hunter.
The law will get you yet. You handsome rogue.
Hey, Inspector! There's somebody in here.
What's going on in here?
Cato, you better call the auto squad and tip them off to where they can find that limousine. I wouldn't want it stripped by thieves.
We'll do before we retire tonight.
And here's a little bit of money. As I counted it in a hurry, I estimate there's about $15,000.
Spy money?
That's right. I took it off Ganger. Turn it in on that fund they're raising for needy wives and families of enlisted men. A very worthy cause.
Yes, Mr. Britt. We'll make donations unanimous.
You mean anonymous?
Give money with no name attached.
Oh, that's right. We both understand that.
Gillespie, baseball! Airplane plant sabotage plan discovered! Rich woman captured spy! Read all about it! Green Hornet still at large! Set Gillespie, baseball!
You've just heard the adventure, The Green Hornet Goes Underground. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at this same time. They are copyrighted features of The Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Heitz speaking. This program came to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.